Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the Autism and Asperger's Scouting communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism and Scouting or Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, support services, and radio broadcasting. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Hello, and welcome back to the Autism and Scouting Radio Program. My name is John Kretcher, and I'll be your host again today, like always. Autism and Scouting Radio is part of the Autism and Scouting program, which is offered by Autism Empowerment. To get in more information about Autism Empowerment and the Autism and Scouting program, after the broadcast, please visit www.autismempowerment.org or join us on Facebook and on Twitter. If you're interested in upcoming broadcasts or listening to previous broadcasts, an archive or podcast, we have all that information there on the website as well. July has been an amazing month. We actually launched Autism and Scouting Radio, and we're happy to say that we had 6 broadcasts, and the response now is coming back really strongly. People all over the world are tuning in and listening to our prior broadcasts. We are starting out August very strong as well. I want to thank my last guest, Alexander Pila, who we talked to last Thursday, and we discussed the subject of inclusion. We talked about how, from the Kipling book, The Jungle Story, inclusion was a central theme. This book was a large inspiration for Robert Baden Powell, the father of scouting, to develop a scouting program for all youth. So it was kind of interesting to kind of get his perspective and the roots of inclusion within that book. August has also brought Autism and Scouting Radio Show now to iTunes, as well as the Autism Empowerment Radio Show. Yes, you can now get the Autism and Scouting Radio blog on iTunes. Just go there and type Autism and Scouting, and it'll come up as a podcast, and you can directly listen from your Apple products. I've downloaded all my shows and Autism Empowerment shows to the iPad, and now I can take them anywhere and access them anywhere I want to, and be able to share with leaders that don't have access to the shows. This is a great outreach that you as scouters can use to get the information out to other people all over the place. It's a great tool. Just a quick note before we bring on our next guest. We'll not be having any shows next week. I want to let everyone know that we will be returning on August 22nd, and we're very honored to have author Jennifer Cook O'Toole. She has written 2 books that are talking specifically taking the Asperger's community by storm, Asperger Kids and Asperger Kids Secret Book of Social Rules. And I believe that's due out not until September, but that's already getting a lot of rave reviews. And I think she has a 3rd book coming out in early 2013. We here at Autism and Scouting are currently revising some of our trainings to include some of her principles, including theory of mind. So we're looking forward to that. The interview will be at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on August 22nd. And if you can't get there, you can also have that as access in archived as well. Today we have an incredible return guest, Tony Anthony May. He first joined Scouts in 1959, achieved his Eagle rank in 1963. He also helped form an early explorer unit in Italy. Between 1972 and the present, Tony has held a whole wide range of volunteer positions with the Boy Scouts of America, which include assistant den leader, Weeblo's den leader, assistant cub master, assistant scout master, unit commissioner, roundtable commissioner, district commissioner, commissioner of the college instructor, wood badge staff, and wood badge director. Very well-rounded in all of his different positions. Currently, Tony is a member at large of the National Council and chair of the National Scouts Special Needs Disabilities Committee, and is part of the National Youth Development Team. He's also part of the National College of Commissioners, trainer at Philmont, and also the webmaster for Working with Scouts with Disabilities. Very, very busy guy. The website, I totally suggest that you come check out. It's www.wwswd.org. We'll also be talking to Tony again August 29th when he's going to come back and talk about that website, and also on September 12th when he's going to be coming back and talking about the National Committee of Special Needs Committee and how we're trying to hopefully get some insight into the inner workings there. Today we're going to be talking about the 2013 National Jamboree and the Disability Awareness Challenge, which is part of the National Jamboree. I know it's only 11 months away, but the 11 months will come up really quickly. If you have any questions for Tony and want to call in, our phone number is 347-855-8132. So let's go ahead and get Tony on the air, and welcome, Tony.
Well, hi, John.
How you doing again today?
Oh, great. It's good to be back.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you back. Today we're going to talk about the National Jamboree, which is, again, only 11 months away. I can't believe it's only 11 months. I'm sure that's going to go by really quickly for you. You're the national chair directing the Disability Awareness Challenge. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
And what is for our listeners out there, what is the Disability Awareness Challenge that will be at the National Jamboree? Can you explain it a little bit?
Yeah, it's... Well, actually, it's classified as an exhibit or display, but in reality, it's an action center. The Disability Awareness Challenge, or DAC, as we call it in shorthand, will be located in the Summit Center on Action Alley, which is basically about 200 feet south of the Action Point, where all the high adventure sampler sites will be. This site that I have, it's going to be about 1 acre in area, which is going to be it's fairly compact because we'll have 19 different stations going on there simultaneously, trying to replicate various disabilities in different situations. Over time, this has actually been, I'm sort of picking up the reins from others. The Disability Awareness Challenge has actually been a part of the National Jamboree since 1989. It started with maybe 6 or 7 activities at first, and like I say, we've grown to 19.
Do you have a list of kind of the different activities that a scout or a scout leader can experience? What are some of the 19?
Okay, well, let me run through them here. Okay, the first one, for example, we have 2 shooting sports-related ones. One is an archery site. We call it the one-armed wheelchair-using archery. In other words, the participant gets to sit in a wheelchair and use one arm to shoot a bow and arrow. It's actually a compound bow on a frame, so they don't have to try to hold the bow and pull the string at the same time. But nevertheless, it is a challenge for the individuals. And that really underscores what we're trying to do, is give the participant an opportunity to walk in the shoes of someone who has a disability. Another one is a laser BB gun, otherwise known as blind BB gun shooting. Sounds a little scary.
Yeah. Laser. I like the it has a nice sound to it though for technical
people.
Yeah.
Well, what you do there is you have an individual. One participant is blind, and they are shooting a BB gun. they have a coach.
Oh, very interesting.
Who basically on the BB gun there is a laser sight, which the coach will basically inform the shooter, okay, the laser is right on the target, or move it to your right, or move it up, and then they shoot. There are some interesting twists, but I don't want to give away some trade secrets on that. But
okay.
That is also very popular. Our signature event is wheelchair basketball, where you know you've got two teams of four or five on a basketball court. It's an asphalt surface, outdoors. And that's usually one of the most fun ones. In fact, we usually have a line forming up to use that regularly. You get the opportunity to try and shoot a basketball while sitting in a wheelchair. In other words, you don't have your massive thigh muscles to help you to launch the ball. It becomes a real
awakening. It's all arm strength.
You got it. And from time to time, we've also had some paraprofessionals come in and do a demonstration for us. That maybe even challenged some of the participants to a game. Very entertaining.
Oh, I imagine.
Because the paraprofessionals, or rather the Paralympians, they've got much more adapted chairs, and the things they can do on those chairs is utterly amazing, and it definitely opens the eyes of the participants. The last jamboree, we actually had some paraprofessionals. Excuse me, we had some wounded warriors come in and demonstrate their ability on the chairs playing basketball too, which was very fun. That was fun.
Never cool.
Another one is beep baseball. In other words, individuals who are blind can play baseball. In the past, we've actually had a full baseball field set up. Due to the smaller site, we're probably going to use a batting cage. And the participant will get the opportunity to try and hit a softball blind.
Oh, just just on sound, right?
Yes, there's a beeper in the ball, and obviously, even in the game, the pitcher and catcher are sighted. So, and the pitcher throws the ball, and the batter attempts to hit it. In the real game, they actually have two bases, equivalent to a first and third base, with different beeper sounds, and all the fielders are blind. And you get a home run if you get to the base before one of the fielders touches the ball.
That's awesome. What else
yeah.
do you have on tap?
Okay, we have one called Mindbender. It's basically it tries to replicate dysgraphia, where you have, for example, two concentric stars, one inside the other. And your task is to draw a third star between those two using a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the paper you're drawing on is hidden from your eyes, so you're looking at the paper through the mirror. This gets to be very challenging. I mean, I'm forever having, I can get maybe a quarter of an inch down the one of the straight sides, and then all of a sudden my mind goes into fibrillation with my hand.
Right.
And you wind up, you have a seismic effect in your drawing.
Very neat. I love the fact that it's an interactive action center. I like that verbiage as well. So it's
mm-hmm.
more hands-on, so the scouts, and they actually get to really live the what's going on as far as
right.
The disability.
Mm-hmm. Now, most of these activities, as you can notice from the trend here, we're using sports as a vehicle. There are a few that are not sports related. Most of them deal with the physical disabilities
mm-hmm.
in terms of blindness, deafness, missing limb, using a wheelchair. This year, you know, in 2013, we are going to add a station which we're going to call the Invisible Disabilities, which you and your readers are all very well aware of. And it's going to be a combination of ADD and the autism spectrum. We're still working on developing that. We have several ideas. We're going to be using Sean Williams' Great Race to Autism Awareness as a springboard for some of the opportunities that we'll have in that site. At this point, it's still in development. One thing that I did notice, though, in going through Sean's eight activities, about half of them we actually already had in previously used activities on the DAC, but we never said that they had anything to do with autism spectrum. That will change.
That's interesting. If for the listeners out there, Sean Williams is a scout leader in Illinois who put on the Great Race for Autism Awareness in the spring. It was, I believe, 10 different stations, basically to emulate different functions of, or different, I guess, characteristics of autism. And actually, Sean is actually going to be coming on in a couple of weeks to talk about his new project, which is a special needs venturing crew. And he's actually going to be on Autism Empowerment Radio with my wife talking about the Great Race as well. So that's coming up. But, yeah, you can also look at archives because we talked to him in great deal about the different stations. Now, as far as the invisible disabilities and the autism spectrum disorder, is there anything specifically a part of that that you're really looking to accent during the jamboree?
Yeah, the simplest ones for us to replicate, obviously, are the sensory integration issues. And, I mean, a simple one was one of attempting to putting on work gloves and try to tie your shoes. That's
right.
Something we've had for a long time. We have one site that deals with dyslexia and basically shows the participants what a printed page might look like for an individual who has that challenge. In other words, I'll read a paragraph, and they've got a copy of what the paragraph looks like to the individual.
Right. I personally have dyslexia, so that would be totally interesting for me to see what would look like kind of like that as well.
And there's another one we have. We call it the unfair hearing. And this one, it cuts across a number of things. In fact, to the last jamboree, when I was manning that station, I made the comment, well, for those of you that were sitting next to the speakers at the arena show, this may be a real test for you. Because the volume was so loud. I mean, I was sitting in the back of the arena with my hands on my ears, and I could hear everything perfectly well.
Sound is such a big sensory issue for the scouts on the spectrum.
Yes. And this is one where we administer a hearing test with, say, a dozen words, but the test, the recording we're using has different... different areas on the sound spectrum that have been blurred or are emphasized. So you hear it like somebody who has a hearing loss would hear it, which can be a challenge.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a great concept in and of itself to be able to replicate because, I mean, again, not very many people can really live that lifestyle, that walk in those shoes, and it really gives people some time to do that. I want to come back to that, but I just want to make sure that we get time enough so you can talk about how people can get involved in Yeah, so because I know staffing is a big issue. Can you let the listeners know when exactly you need staff members for the jamboree next year?
Okay, well, the recruitment has been going on now for the past year, and the goal is to have most of the staff in place by the end of 2012, so that's a good six to seven months in advance. Although I suspect that they will keep recruitment open. If somebody wants to sign up a month before the jamboree, it's possible there may still be some positions available. right now, the Disabilities Awareness Challenge, we've got an approval for 100 staff, and actually I would like to go higher if I could. Currently have 52 signed up. So I have openings, and I'm eagerly looking for anyone who is interested in disabilities awareness, be it autism spectrum or any of the disabilities. We're trying to be, if you will, more global in our approach on that.
Right, right.
And how to do it is very simple. If you go to the Jamboree website, which is Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, .scouting.org, select the 2013 Jamboree and staff, and you register from there.
Now, do they have to be there for the whole Jamboree?
You know, this time around, they've changed that. In the past, you had to sign up with the whole thing or nothing. This time around, they've are offering the option of a half jamboree. The fee is $850 for the privilege of volunteering for the full 2 weeks, and that would be from the 11th through the 25th of July 2013. But you can do a half jamboree, the 11th through the 18th, or the 18th through the 25th, for $425.
For, again, the privilege of volunteering.
Yes. Well, you know, that's what, you know, volunteering and scouting comes with a price.
Now, I'm assuming that pays for the meals and lodging and all
yes.
of that, too, right? Okay.
And, in fact, you will get a duffel bag. I believe it's an Osprey brand. That is the limitation on what you can bring to the jamboree. That duffel bag plus a day pack, and so you have to be somewhat circumspect in what you want to bring. But there are a number of lists out there that they've got people who share what they've brought to previous jamborees and the like. A lot of that material you may not have to bring because some of it will be already provided, but that's something to consider. Let me see. I'll give you some truth in advertising. Right now, as a result of the shakedown that occurred last month, one of the issues that it popped up in some cases and not in others, the water in the shower facilities they're saying it's ambient temperature. Some people said it's frigid. Some people say it's cold. One of my staff who attended, he did what I've already done. He purchased in advance a solar shower. That's like a 5-gallon neoprene bag, which you leave outside during the day. And he said when he came home, got back to his tent that night, he had a nice warm shower. But here's the catch-22. If it rained all day, he had a cold shower.
That's hilarious. So be forewarned, the water at Jamboree will be frigid.
or ambient, or whatever
adjective you'd like to use.
And for what it's worth, you know, that solar shower, I mean, it's a backpacking piece of equipment. It's really light, doesn't take up a lot of room. So, I mean, that's almost a must bring.
Now, you said you want to have 100 staff members. In the prior years, has the staffing been that much, or is this something an increase from past years?
This is a significant increase. In the past, the DAC had a reputation for working its staff to death, and I can attest to the fact that I definitely did. I worked pretty hard, but I had a great time. I mean, it's an experience that is well worth the effort. But it would, in reality, they're talking about somewhat longer hours potentially, with a lot of walking involved to get to and from the site. And I'm trying to make sure each of the events that we've got going on is safe, which means having one person running BB gun is not going to happen.
Right.
In fact, I think we're going to have maybe like four people in there, which makes, and they will all have shooting sports certifications, so they know how to run a range. That's good.
Right.
One activity that we had in the past, which I've chosen not to do this year, was one-armed golf. Unfortunately, that was probably the one place we actually had some injuries, because with one person running it, it was very difficult to control people moving in and out.
Right.
At least one person got hit rather than the ball. And that we don't want to have.
Yeah, I can totally see that happening.
So at any given time, with 19 activities going on, we will probably have 35 staff manning those activities.
That's awesome.
So you can see where we need more.
Right, absolutely. As far as the invisible disabilities display or activity center, what kind of staffing do you perceive there? Like a little bit less than probably obviously a range or something like that.
Right. At any given time, I'm looking at two people being in there.
Okay.
Because I fully expect to have at least three or four different things going on in that. Of course, that by itself is giving the participants an experience of what it's like to have ADD.
Right.
Because you get to multitask.
Oh, right.
If you can listen to all three conversations at the same time and understand what's going on.
Right. Absolutely. What kind of was the driving force to add this new station?
Well, it was one of the things. I mean, every day at the end of our day during the jamboree, the staff gets together and shares observations, feedback from the participants, and the like. And at the last jamboree, it was pretty clear this was something which a lot of scouts do have, and scouters do have ADD or ASD, and it would be nice if we could also share how it feels to have that with the participants. Personally, I have one of my areas of interest is ADD, since my older son has it, and I was diagnosed afterward, but that's a different story. And I know have a number of my son, other son's friends are on the ASD.
Mm-hmm.
I've had several scouts in my troop that had it as well. So I'm saying, you know, why can't we address that as well? And
that's phenomenal, and we really applaud all of your efforts. We actually only have about a minute left. I just can't believe how fast. I mean, we really could have spent a lot more time on this. And maybe even we could bring you back maybe closer to maybe in 6 months, you know, in December when you get closer to that
mm-hmm.
your staffing, maybe and put another plug, get another plug in to
that would
try
be great.
To get more staff for you. I just want to, again, applaud you for all your work that you're doing, not only with, you know, all of the different disabilities, and especially now with recognizing scouts with autism and all of that. And again, we've got about 5 seconds left. So sorry. Thank you, Tony. Actually, we have 10 seconds, so we're a little, we have a little bit longer. But anyways, thank you so much, and we definitely will have you back multiple times.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks, Tony. Bye. And thanks, everyone out there. Hopefully you had a good time and got some great information. Have a great day.